No regrets. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, loser of her Republican primary last week, says she'd have a hard time supporting Republican candidates who deny the 2020 election results. Republican voters turned on her over her opposition to former President Trump.
I think, one, it says that people continue to believe the lie. They continue to believe what he's saying, which is very dangerous. I think it also tells you that large portions of our party, including the leadership of our party, both at a state level in Wyoming, as well as on a national level with the RNC, is very sick.
She was on ABC's This Week. South Carolina Senate Republican Lindsey Graham's testimony for a Georgia grand jury investigating attempts to overturn 2020 election results is put on hold by a federal appeals court.
Graham's push to avoid that grand jury appearance this Tuesday was denied last week, but a three-judge panel from the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an order temporarily pausing Judge Lee Martin May's refusal on Friday to allow Graham time to appeal. That panel sending the case back to May, questioning whether Graham has certain protections granted to members of Congress by the Constitution. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Former NBA star Dennis Rodman says he's hoping to go to Russia this week to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to release WNBA star Brittney Griner.
Griner pled guilty to drug charges in Russian court. The U.S. has officially declared Griner as being wrongfully detained. Rodman, a Hall of Famer who played for several NBA teams, including with Michael Jordan on the Chicago Bulls, has said that he knows Putin well and was confident he could negotiate with the Russian leader. In 2018, Rodman praised then-President Trump for his historic meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, another nemesis of the U.S. that Rodman has met with and called a friend.
Fox's Ted Lindner. A car and a body are found in a reservoir in California near where a 16-year-old girl, Keely Rodney, went missing 2 weeks ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Two sheriff's deputies and a police officer are taken off duty in Crawford County, Arkansas, seen on bystander video appearing to punch and knee a suspect during an arrest yesterday. The local sheriff says the man was suspected of threatening a gas station clerk and got violent with those responding officers. Stats on fentanyl abuse point to a problem in Alaska.
The Alaska Department of Health says the number of deadly fentanyl overdoses in Alaska has been increasing since 2018. The biggest spike came last year when there were 253 overdose deaths, over 100 more than the year before. According to the Alaska Department of Public Safety, law enforcement seized over 1,200 grams in the first 3 months of this year. That's more than double what they seized all of last year. Retired DEA agent Derek Maltz says a lot of it's coming from Mexico.
The cartels have a pipeline up the West Coast through California into Washington State and obviously into Alaska.
In Anchorage, Alaska, Jake Karalexis, Fox News.
A law banning gay sex is being taken off the books in Singapore. However, marriage there is being more firmly defined legally as between a man and a woman. Over-the-counter hearing aids, something new meant to make the devices cheaper.
This is House Call for Health. Millions of Americans will soon be able to buy hearing aids without a prescription. The Food and Drug Administration recently creating a new class of hearing aids that do not require a medical exam, a prescription, or other specialty evaluations. Those devices are intended for adults with mild to moderate hearing problems. The FDA citing studies that estimate nearly 30 million adults could potentially benefit from hearing aid use. But only about one-fifth that amount currently use the devices. The rule takes effect 60 days from last week's announcement, which means we could potentially be buying hearing aids over the counter by mid-October. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stock futures are down about 1% ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.